The word for you today is honoring a Christmas promise. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 12, the scripture reveals, "You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Arriving at church one Christmas morning, a pastor paused to admire the nativity scene. The figures, lovely crafted, set on a small stage, shepherds, wise men, animals, and in the center, the Holy Family. Then he noticed the manger was empty. The baby Jesus was missing. After searching the church, he called the associate pastor and the elders, but they knew nothing. The baby had obviously been stolen. Solemnly, he reported the theft to his congregation, disappointed to think one of them might be involved. "If the baby is returned by the end of the day, there'll be no questions asked," he said. But the manger remained empty all day. And that afternoon, heavy-hearted and discouraged, the pastor took a walk through the wintry streets. Ahead, he noticed 6-year-old Tommy bundled up against the cold, proudly dragging a bright red wagon. Knowing Tommy's family struggled financially, the pastor was touched by their sacrifice and sped up so he could wish Tommy a Merry Christmas and admire his shiny new wagon. As he approached, however, he noticed the wagon wasn't empty. Inside, wrapped and blanketed against the cold, lay the baby Jesus. Solemnly, the pastor crouched down beside Tommy. He was just a little boy, but old enough to know that stealing was wrong. The pastor made this crystal clear as the child listened. His eyes filled with what the pastor assumed were penitent tears. "But pastor," the little boy replied, "I didn't steal Jesus. It wasn't like that at all. I've been asking him for a red wagon for Christmas for ages, and I promised if I got one, I would take him on the first ride." And that's the word for you today.